Hi everyone, this is Jen and Sam and welcome to our podcast Miracle Mindset,
where we give you our unsolicited, probably unwanted advice.
But if you want to become the best version of yourself, start believing in yourself a little bit more, then tune in every Sunday for the podcast.
Cheers.
Bye. Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Miracle Mindsets. I hope you're all doing amazing. I'm coming to you live and direct from Sydney, guys. I hope you're all doing so good. It's Easter bank holiday and I've got a lot of plans. Honestly guys, like my social battery, I don't know what incredible Hulk batteries have been put into me lately, but wow, like I'm just saying yes to every plan. And obviously I'm in a new city and I'm battling as well with, you know what I'm battling with, guys? Like, being wholesome and being your best self and being social and being, like, a fun version of you. And, like, I love, to be honest, I love socialising. Like, I love going out. I love being around people. I love partying. Like, that, like, I can say wholeheartedly, like, it's actually something that I love, whereas I know some people don't really like going out, don't really like events or raves or, you know, like, and that is so completely fine. But for me, that is a part of me that I actually love. And so I've been battling lately here with like loving that side of it and having plans and going on boat parties and having these amazing plans. And then also being a woman who's working on her goals and smashing life and on top of a shit. And I don't know if they can fully go hand in hand, but I actually wanted to give a little message to you today that you need to have so much compassion for the space. Maybe you aren't feeling like you're thriving at the minute. Maybe you're very in your feminine energy and you're not hustling and going for your goals. Maybe you're sitting and you're healing and you're feeling through things. And maybe that's the phase of your life. And we don't have to be doing it all. We don't have to have it all mapped out. And like, I went out this weekend and I'll be honest, guys, I was probably out for around 20 hours. So went out Saturday for bottomless brunch and came home Sunday night. It's not very miracle mindset to me, I can't lie. But the whole week I was paying for it. Like the whole week I didn't feel good, I didn't feel aligned, my routine was off. And then I started to question, I was like, can I do both? And like, can I be this person who like loves myself and is working on myself and healing but also having fun? And I came to the conclusion that you can, in moderation, not 20 hours, but of course you can. Like, just because you like to party doesn't mean that you aren't a wholesome girly. Just because you like meeting new people or going on dates or, you know, doesn't mean that you're not spending enough time with yourself. And I think sometimes we can beat ourselves up so much about being this person who is self-sufficient, who's got on top of her money, who's got this amazing social life, who does it all, without realizing that like everything is chapters, everything is seasons. And right now, maybe for you, this isn't the season to save. Maybe it's the season to go on adventures, go and spend your money on things that light you up. Maybe it's a time to spend your money investing into a new course, like trading, if that's your bag. But maybe it isn't your period to save. Maybe it isn't your period to be going out and be partying. Maybe it's your season to sit and to heal and to really learn to be alone. But like, you've got to listen to yourself and not judge other people for the seasons that they're in as well. Like, I know sometimes like people have actually said to me, oh, I feel like you're just distracting yourself at the minute. I feel like you're not coming home. And like, I understand, because every weekend I'm out at the moment, every weekend I'm living this city life and I'm meeting new people because that is the chapter I need to be in right now. But then there's also periods where like, I think I'm actually going to devote like a Wednesday just for me, lighting my incense, lighting my candles, like sitting with myself, doing yoga, like doing my work and with no plans. Because sometimes you can be saying yes to things because you're scared of sitting on your own. And like, there's periods where I am feeling like that, but there's also periods where I love my own time. And it's just about having compassion with yourself and what you're going through at the moment. But you can do it. Like, opposites can exist at the same time. So like, you can love someone but hate what they did to you. You can want to party and want to go and have fun and also come back to your wholesome little book. Like, you don't have to be putting yourself into a box. And I think that is such a big problem with the self-development world. And even when we very, very first started this podcast, it was me. Like, I used to write myself this tick list of like, read 10 pages, record a podcast, walk my 10,000 steps, go to the gym, and like make this meticulous list of like what I needed to do in that day to feel like I've got my shit in order. And you know what, like, you've got to listen to your body, because when you are feeling exhausted, you're not going to be doing all that, and that is so okay. And where we disconnect from ourselves and feel this anxiety about this self-development wellness era is because we aren't tapping into ourselves, listening to our bodies. We're doing it from a masculine energy of like, this is what I need to do today to feel and be successful. When actually, like, I step back now and I ask myself, if I don't walk my 10,000 steps today, does that make me not successful? And like, it was a big revelation for me, because I was so structured, so in routine. And I think where now, like, I could definitely use a bit more structure. I feel so much more aligned with me and my body and like what I actually need and want. And I think that when you get rid of that list and you start to ask yourself, okay, like, what phase am I in today? Like, maybe you want a rest day, but your mind's really active, and so you can put your mind to your business, you can put your mind to working on some new ideas. Or maybe you're really in your feminine energy today and you want to connect and you want to try and manifest and receive. Or maybe you're in your masculine energy and you want to go and run a 10k, and you know, like, listening to your body instead of making this like rigid checklist as if this checklist is like the key to success and the key to you achieving things. Because like, when I actually look back, a lot of the stuff I'd put on the checklist was just to like say I'd done it, and it wasn't actually tangibly getting me to where I need to be. Like, it wasn't me, you know, editing an episode. It was walking 10,000 steps just because I was anxious. So definitely, guys, my message for this little introduction is that you can do it all, but also understand that like, life has chapters, and like, maybe your chapter isn't the chapter that you thought it was, and that is so okay. So this episode is going to be Q&A's. I did a little Q&A box on Instagram today, just asking like, catch me up, how have you been, what advice do you need? And so I thought it would just be gorgeous to do a little Q&A live here, because sometimes when you do it on stories, like, they're a bit boring and you have to scroll through. So the first question was, any advice on moving to Oz alone and how you've dealt with it, and any homesickness? So I would say I feel so lucky to have been here before, and actually I came with Jen, so I had someone to come with. And then so I had a few friends that were out here. So it's not as if like I literally came knowing nobody. But what I would say about that is like, people are all in the same boat. Genuinely, like, so many people come here alone, and like, they are so scared about meeting new people, and like, the course is going to be an anxiety there, guys. Honestly, like, I always feel so anxious about like not having enough friends, or like, when I first got here, like, obviously I had a few people, but when me and Jen came here, like, I had a group that I used to spend time with and one other person that I knew. And I can say now that my friendship groups are like, maybe I've got like two or three different friendship groups, but they're all people that I wasn't like connected with before I got here, or didn't know. So it's such a daunting thought, and your mind will always go to say I don't meet anyone, rather than, oh my god, there's so many people and I was in the same boat, so I'm so excited to meet people. So it's just like reframing it, and also understanding like the English and Irish here, there's so many, like, it's like expats abroad, genuinely, like, there's so many people to meet, and like, you will meet your people, you genuinely will. And like, there's so many groups now. So Nicole, Queen Nicole, she does like fitness, like yoga, full moon circles, where there's like 50 people that are exactly like us. And like, people go for coffees after it, there's book clubs that you can go to, like, there's so many things that, like, not in England, like, there is some hot girl walks popping up, but like there's not always that, like it's so accessible here. There's run clubs where like people are saying now like that's the new dating. Oh my god, guys, like I'm actually gonna let you in on some juicy goss. So met this guy, and like we were just chatting away. Like we had such a good night. It was Paddy's night, so like I met him on Paddy's and we were talking, and he was like, let's go on a date or whatever. We ended up fucking running, going to a run club and running. Like, bear in mind, I can't run 5K. I splutter about. I have no running shoes. And how are you meant to look nice when you're running 5K? We went for a swim after it. I genuinely looked like a drowned little toe. Like, I was like, this is not a good first date at all. But you know what? Like, there's so many things like that where, like, you can go and meet people. And so, like, it's so hard before you get here, because I had these feelings. I had these like, oh God, like who are my people going to be? Like, what are my weekends going to be like? Like, it's stressy. But then when you get here, like you'll slowly but surely find your people. And like, it does take a little bit of you putting effort in and like checking in with people. And like, I always say this, like I always say that you do have to just be a little bit ballsy and just message people, because people are so willing to come and meet up with you and come and have like a coffee with you and things. And like, you will find your people, honestly. But homesickness, to be honest, like I just knew that this was for me. Like, I knew that Oz has always been in my path, and like I obviously miss my friends so much, and like I'm gonna have such bad FOMO when it's like Ibiza and everyone's going on Europe trips, because like here it's gonna be winter and it's genuinely cold. Like, you have to wear jeans and jumpers and coats all the time. Like, it's actually cold. It's not it's actually not always summer in Sydney. So I definitely will have FOMO. And I think that, like, I was sat on the beach the other day and, like, I zoomed out and I was like, oh my God, like, I'm actually so far away from home. And, like, I know this is so weird, but, like, I was getting such bad anxiety about, like, I've got, like, clothes at home and, like products and, like, a life and, like, a bedroom at home. And I was like, I feel like I'm living this, like, a bit of a double life, if that makes sense. So yeah, like, but apart from my friends and my family, like, I genuinely do not miss home at all. Like, it feels so aligned to me. But I know people that do struggle and do, like, struggle with, like, Sydney being so transient. Like, people come and go, and, like, it's a very, like, busy city. So I feel like people can struggle with that. And, like, even dating here, like, me and the girls are laughing, but, like, it's so difficult because everyone's just on, like, a massive summer holiday and, like, no one wants anything serious. And so I think people get to a point where, like, they miss that, like, they miss home comforts, they miss the people at home. And I think if you have a massive family tie as well, I feel like that can be such a struggle. Like, when you are really, really, really close to your family and, like, would do so much stuff with them. So I feel like you just need to kind of come out here and figure it out for yourself and see if you love it. Because, like, you're always around people. So it's not as if, like you've not got people around. But I do know people that have gone home because it wasn't for them. And that is so okay. Like, I think you'd need to take the pressure off as well, coming to Oz and being like the Aussie dream, because I'm still living out of a suitcase. Like, the rental market's crazy. It's so expensive to live. And yeah, I want to live a champagne lifestyle, darlings. But yeah, like, I think people put this massive pressure on it being the Aussie dream, and you do go through the same highs and lows as you do at home. You go through the same body issues, the same relationship problems, the same money problems, the same feelings of being lonely. Like, it doesn't disappear because you get to a place where there's a beach and, like, a lot of plans, you know. So I would just, like, take the pressure off and come and see it for yourself. And, like, something that is just the most true thing ever is, like, you are only a flight away. You're literally only a day. Within one day, I could fly home and I could literally go back to my old life. Oh God, that gives me the fear though, because I don't want that. But yeah, like, it's literally a day where, like, my boss on Friday, he booked a flight home and was home within a day. Like, he's back in England, he's watching the Liverpool match within literally 24 hours. So it's not that deep. But, like, if you've got a yearning to, like, come to Oz or travel, like, you've got to take it. It's the best thing for your mind, your soul, your body. Like, even naturally, like, I just feel like I'm so much healthier here, because, like, I'm doing yoga, I'm, like, walking every day, I'm cooking for myself. Like, I just feel so healthy here. And so, I don't know why I'm talking about health. I don't really know where that came on. Okay, so the next question is, leaving a good paying job for happiness and paying off debt and chasing the self-employed dream. I would say that I would much rather have like an okay amount of money to live and be happy and have a good quality life than like be so busy, earning so much money, so stressed and not have a life. Like, I think we take for granted how short life truly is, and like these times we're not going to get back. And so, like, I think as well with employees, like, you are just a number to them. Like, if you leave, they will replace you within a couple of weeks, and like they'll be like, I'm sorry to see you go, but for us, like, this is our life. Like, this beyond work, which should just sustain our life and like should help us to buy the things that we want and do the things that we want to do, but our work shouldn't be our life, and we should always be building alongside, like, whatever it may be, even if it's tiny little steps, like posting a podcast or doing the things that you love or trying a new hobby, like even just the little things like that will help you feel so much more fulfilled in your actual role, because you're not just like living to work. But I would say that I'd say a big thing, so obviously when me and Jen quit our jobs to start MM and like do MM properly, we ran before we could walk. Like, we didn't have, I did have quite a bit of savings actually, but like, here we go, Greece, Croatia, wherever else we went, like I spent it all on holidays. But yeah, I think that you've got to be willing to go broke to experience freedom. Do you know what I mean? And so like, if you quit your job, I would definitely say that you have to have savings, because there's nothing worse than being sat at home feeling so stressed about money that like what you're pursuing as a passion then becomes a chore. Like when we were doing MM, like we'd spend money and we were getting money off like freelancing, but it wasn't enough for us to live the way we wanted to live, and so like we were just getting a bit resentful, and like we felt like we were in like a little bit of a lack mindset. And I definitely think that still plays out a little bit in Miracle Mindsets now, and like the way we feel about like where it can go, being honest, because like we obviously jumped, we quit, we were like da da da, like we're getting money, but it just wasn't what we expected. And I think we can put so much expectation on like we're gonna quit and it's gonna be the next success, and like things take time, and I'll never regret that time, because like we got so many amazing people on the podcast, we networked, we like we built MM a lot in that period. But I would have done it differently, and I would have probably got like a little part. I'd have gone probably down to a part-time job and worked on my passion alongside that, just so that you got a little bit of a stable income, but you've got time. I think time is money, and like literally leave a good paying job for time being your most prized asset. Paying off debt. Okay. So Mrs. I paid off 4K here. I did a vision board that said debt free on it, and like I got to the point where like I knew that the life I need, like same as now really, like come back to yourself, what do you want? Like, do you truly want to be spending your money on all this pointless shit, or do you want to get yourself to a space where you're not paying anything off, and then you're free? And like that's basically the place where I got to. I think you need to write out the amount of debt that you have, the amount of time that you had to pay it off free without interest, how much you get paid a month, how much you realistically could pay off. And I think that like if you work with commission, like you could see your commission as like not even there, so you could live off your base salary, and if you get commission then just literally put that commission like and pay off your debt. Sometimes we think like, oh no, we'll balance transfer and like we'll just like keep it going for longer, but I just think like once that debt is off your head, like you're free. Do you know what I mean? And then I'd just slowly chip away at it. Like I'd like even just like a side hustle, like doing like if you do makeup, or if you wanted to get like another part-time job, or do something freelance for someone. Like there's always ways to actually make money. Like if you genuinely think about it, like if someone had a gun to your head today and was like, get me £400 or your life is over, like I'm sure you'd get it. So there is money to be made. But you just need to figure out what your niche, what you want to do. And this is what I mean, like if you don't have time, if you're constantly working or if you're busy, or then it's so much harder. Like right now it's hard for me to even think about like where my next money's coming from, just because of honestly how busy I am. But yeah, I hope that's helped. And the self-employed dream, like I just truly believe that like we owe it to ourselves to try and like do what makes us happy. And I know for me, I can't see myself working for someone else for the rest of my life. Like I want freedom, I want to be on my own schedule. But like obviously being self-employed does have its downsides as well, which like so many people talk about, like the loneliness, the being inside and things like that. So if it's something that you want to do though, like working towards that, like even just every single day asking yourself like, what is one thing that I can do for my business today? Like is it networking, is it reaching out to some people? Like if you think about companies like recruitment agencies, they constantly are outreaching, and like my company does like door-to-door sales for their services and like gets so many customers. So like you've got to think about how you can be building every day towards your goal, because like we can sit here, yeah, this is what I was saying at the start, like we can sit here and have our routine and have this like thing of like we're going to be successful if we do this, but then a year will go by and I've walked 354,000 steps or whatever it is, but I haven't reached out to the people that I needed to about the business. So you need to make sure that on that to-do list every day is something genuinely productive, which will get you further. So the next question, I would love some advice on how to be happy without other people's validation. So I think with this, I think that we've got to understand first why we look to others to validate us. I think that we look to others to validate us because we've grown up always looking everywhere but within ourselves. And I think as a Western society, I think that we always look external with everything. Like we're ill, we take medication from over the counter. We don't look within and be like, okay, what's going on? When we cry, when we were younger, we'd be told like, stop crying, instead of being like, okay, what's going on? Like, let's think about how this feels within. We don't look within, basically. And so as we grow up, we look to other people to confirm to us that what we're doing is right. So like our caregivers, we look to them to make sure that we're loved, that we're fed, that we're watered. And when we're in school, we look to our teachers to see how well we're doing. When we start to grow up, we start to look to others to see how pretty we are, to see how successful we are. And we use others as a benchmark to measure ourselves against, rather than sitting with ourselves and being like, am I good enough for me? And I think that like, there's so much that we can chase. Like we can chase money, we can chase success, we can chase connection, we can chase thrill, and we all have something that we chase. I think that we all do. And I think that for me, like, it's changed over the years. Like for me, I chased a good body because I didn't feel good enough in my body, and then I chased validation from men because for years I didn't ever feel good enough, and like I never thought that men thought I was good enough. And so for so many years I chase validation from men. And I think that we all have something that we're chasing. And so obviously you asking this question, there's something that is within you that wants to feel validated. And it's a completely, like, it's nothing to be ashamed of, because we all have it. And naturally, like, we look to other people because that is human nature. Like, we aren't meant to just survive on our own. We're meant to be a part of a pack. And so I think that when you can look at it without any kind of shame and any kind of thought that it's wrong that you look to feel validated. And like I think it can be quite a shameful thing when we like put it like that, like, oh, like I'm just chasing validation. But it's not, because we all do in some capacity. Like look at like huge corporate finance people who like are the top of the chain, you know, like what are they chasing? They're chasing money. You know, like successful sports people, what are they chasing? Is it the success? Is it the determination? You know, like where I used to work, there was a guy who trained with the SAS and like used to do all things like that. And because his dad told him he was never good enough. And so like his whole life, he was chasing this like success pillar, like I'll always go above and beyond and I'll train, and but it wasn't coming from the best place, you know. And so I think that, like, as we start to delve deeper into, like, knowing ourselves, I think it's about genuinely starting to get clear on, like, where do I feel I need to be validated off other people, and realize that, like, at some point your emotional needs weren't being met in that area. Like, you're chasing success because at one point you haven't felt successful. I went into personal development because at one point I didn't feel like a good person. And so, like, when you actually start to read about emotional needs and, like, what we are chasing in order to fulfill this, like, hole within, or, like, this wound, should we say, we start to realize that, like, we have the solution for it. And so, like, for example, we'll have, like, a cut on our arm and we'll constantly look to other people, but we cause the cut, if that makes sense. And so when you start to reflect on, like, your behavior, especially when you need that validation, like, are you being needy, or are you really hardworking, or whatever behavior comes up for you, and whatever things that need to be validated, you need to actually start to ask yourself, like, where can I start to feel enough in my own body, in my own mind? Where can I start to feel like I am successful enough? Where can I feel like I am good enough without a man's approval? And, like, the only way that we can start to truly change our belief system is when we start to believe what we're telling ourselves. And so, like, if you want to feel like you're good enough, you need to start thinking of reasons that you are good enough. And, like, start to, like, if you want to do, like, shadow work and things, like, I definitely recommend that. And, like, I think I've done an episode on shadow work previously, but if you ever wanted to, like, scroll back, or, like, I can do a new one if anybody wants. But it's your responsibility to heal yourself. It's your responsibility to make you happy, and it isn't your fault anything that you've been through. But I definitely think that there comes a level of responsibility when we're at this point where, like, we notice our behavior, where no one else is gonna heal us, no one else is gonna fill this void that has been created over the years. Like, it's up to us. And so, like, when we're chasing self-worth, we need to start building up our self-esteem, because they are two different things. Like, self-worth and self-esteem are two completely different things. And so I think you slowly need to start taking responsibility for your own happiness and your own needs. And so, like, if you ever find yourself, like, posting a picture just because you want that guy to see it, like, ask yourself truly, like, what dopamine hit is this giving me if he does like my story? And you need to start meeting your own needs. Like, look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself how beautiful you are. Take that picture for yourself, you know, and, like, work on respecting how you feel, respecting yourself, having so much compassion for everything that you've been through. Because, like, compassion comes with, like, doing this kind of work, because, like, you can know where you're going wrong, but you need to have the compassion with yourself to understand that, like, this isn't because, like, you're a bad person. This is because of the things that you've been through. And so as you slowly start with, like, doing this work and stuff, like, you'll start to slowly, like, realize that everything that you need is within. The validation that he's given you, you can get from yourself. And, like, when we place validation on other people, like, people have enough wounds themselves. People don't know themselves. Like, most people don't truly know themselves and haven't tapped into themselves because they're too scared, or they don't want to deal with all of this shit that we're very self-aware of, guys. Most people don't want to tap into that stuff. It's painful. Like, it's messy. Like, you don't want to sit in on a Friday, Saturday night and, like, go through all the things that you're not happy with when you could be out, you know, like. So when you're placing your validation on these people who don't even know themselves, but you're expecting them to shine a light on your positive qualities, and, like, a person that doesn't even know themselves, how can they know you? People will only ever meet you as deeply as they meet themselves. So when this person is ignoring you, when this person isn't giving you what you need, when this person is a player, it's because that is who they are within themselves, and it's nothing to do with your self-worth. And that's where we need to take our power back. It starts with you, you know, like, start by raising your awareness, start by recognizing all the behaviors, and then like start to ask yourself, like, what would it actually mean to truly love myself? Or what would it mean? What does success actually mean beyond the fancy title, beyond people validating me? Like, what does success look like to me? And then, yeah, just start to slowly but surely, like, unpack the limiting beliefs and work on building yourself up from the feeling that you aren't enough, because we are enough. And, like, it goes in waves, and there's times I still don't feel enough, and there's times I still don't feel like I've got my shit together. Exhibit 20-hour sesh and the start of this podcast. Even like the other day, fucking the guy that I ran 5K with, he took like 20 hours to reply, and I think because of everything that I've been through and like the hurt that I've gone through recently, it really wounded my ego, and I thought, like, oh god, like, what have I done? Have I said something? And then I held myself accountable, and I was like, no, Sam, like, you've done too much work for this shit. Like somebody who is unavailable has just like thank them, because they aren't what you need right now. And genuinely from that, like, I just shut the door. I was like, yeah, nah. And I feel so much better for it, because I honored myself, and I'm not sitting here begging anyone, you know? Like, you've just got to sit with you and truly just understand that no one's validation is enough, because they aren't you, and they're going through their own shit, and they don't feel good enough in certain parts. And so many people project, like, when someone judges your looks, it's because they within themselves don't love themselves, because someone who loves themselves will see so much love coming out of somebody else. So yeah, taking things just less personally. Like, if someone is unavailable, that's them, that's not on you. It's nothing to do with your self-worth. Someone hurts you, someone cheats on you, someone manipulates you, it's because they aren't happy within themselves, and like, they're insecure, or like, they're trying to protect themselves in some way after something that they've been through. And like, something that my friend said to me the other day, like, if you were in their shoes with their belief system, with their mindset, with their upbringing and like insecurities, you would have probably done the same. And I was like, oof. That hit me deep, because I was like, nothing that anyone does is about you. And so like, we need to go through our lives focusing on our little special selves, you know? Buy yourself the flowers, light the incense, and stop looking elsewhere for your own happiness, because you will find it from within. Love you guys. I'll see you next week.